Are you doing hair at the type?
What's that?
Are you doing hair? Are you on, you own the shop?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you have them.
Well, the day she walked in, I was helping clean up a haircut because I got my go through the apprenticeship program. I have then since found out that I can't do that, so I have no longer do that.
So you weren't actively working on a customer, you were cleaning up after a customer?
Yes.
Is that?
That is correct. The customer with his chair, he was finishing up when I got there.
Well, that's.
And then when he finished up, customer paid, then that's when I spoke with Mr. Peacock.
Right, that's what I meant. I was cleaning up the customer, finishing it off.
Okay. Okay, so you were working without any license? Okay. And it looks like you have, you've never had a license or you've been inactive for some time?
No, I've never had a license. I'm back and forth to California, so aluminum work. So I'm looking at something going back and forth, so. They, I thought it was okay to work under someone else's license. And I was wrong. Like I said, I'm going to do my apprenticeship program.
And this is your establishment, you own it. Okay, and we have a, did you say, do we have an LLC attestation? I don't know.
We do.
Okay, I figured you would have flagged that if we did not. So usually if there's an LLC, we're not allowed to talk unless you filled out that attestation unless you have a lawyer. But you filled out the attestation, you're good. Okay, so board members, any questions or thoughts or?
I guess I'm trying to figure out, how long have you been practicing or working as a barber without a license?
This was my first year. I enrolled into the DES program. Over here on Jefferson, I believe it is. I thought I had accomplished my hours. And when I went through the system, it was a misunderstanding on my part. I guess they had to have, it wasn't clear to me that someone had to input your hours into a system in order for you to accomplish your hours. So I have emails that I've sent back and forth thinking that I had completed it. And I guess it wasn't, it fell through.
How long have you owned the establishment?
3 years.
So your testimony is you've only established that for 3 years, but you've practiced as a barber only one of those years, about one?
Yes.
Well, I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second, Marshall Madness.
Okay, so we have a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? No. And I guess we got everyone, no extensions. That means that the motion passes unanimously. So what that means is that we agree that this happened. That this is what occurred, what we see in this report and hearing here, testimony. Any further motions by the board?
I move regarding in order to discipline in this matter, a consent agreement of $500 and 12-month probation.
I second that, McFadden.
Okay, so we have an active motion to accept staff's initial recommendations and the consent agreement to assess a $500 civil penalty with a 12-month probationary period. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
No.
Nay. Any extensions? I think we covered everyone. So it's that, how many is that? 1, 2, 3?
3 and 3.
3 and 3. So we have a tie, so the motion failed. Yes.
I had a question. How did that affect me going forward to try to improve my situation through the apprenticeship program?
So we haven't made a motion that has passed yet. So there's been no action. So let us deliberate and then we can chat a little bit more. So basically, we hear from the investigator, we hear from you, and then we discuss amongst ourselves, make a motion for action, and then we can kind of share what that means in sort of non-motion language, if that's helpful.
He opened a business, a barbering business, and I mean, I don't know what the other stuff is, but clearly there was no investigation, anything about what a barbering business is about, just seems to me. So I would say it's very liable.
Well, at the end of the day, it's multiple violations going on there. The most we can impose was a 500.
Yeah.
Really, it should have been, it would have been more than that. So it's all at $500, I mean, it's really. was getting off the 500. Like I said, it's multiple violations going on there from him not having a license. It's just a lot going on with that case, but.
And there's a lot, there would be way too much to be at one misunderstanding.
I agree that there was a lot going on. I also feel like this is before the Salesforce migration, so there weren't the same issues as last.
Do you remember even have a way to call?
I'm thinking, thank you. But I think 500 is too much. I just like carrot stick. I just don't see 500. Like I could be on board for a fine. I don't support 500.
That was my thought too.
And I agree. And there was a barber establishment license prior that did expire on June 30th. So this was a licensed shop with an expired originally, then the license expired, but the owner never had a license and was practicing on or was doing it. So I think that is an issue. But
can I also ask, is there any previous history?
Not until we do. Oh, we, no, we did. Yeah.
There's no history.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay, so we have no history. We have some expirations, a lot going on. If anyone else want to make a motion for a reduced fine, it sounds like there can be some agreement amongst the board with a reduced fine amount.
May I ask the board to clarify, is the civil penalty that you may be proposing against the establishment or against him?
So it looks like it's the establishment that's the license listed, or do we have that? We've never clarified before in our.
We still have never done something against an unlicensed.
Well, even against an
individual. Yeah, so it would be this belong.
Oh, then who is this person that has a license? Mario Ismael Quijada, it shows the license number on here.
That's the son.
Mario Quijada is his son.
Oh, they
have a licensed barber.
I see, okay. So then they should go toward the barber, the establishment is my understanding. Yes.
May I ask what, so the proposed penalty was 500 with a 12-month probation. I don't understand what makes sense that it should be lower at this point.
I think that's a high dollar amount. Wow.
That would be the standards for what, I mean, the very standard for what he did.
I think it's excessive.
Even though we accepted that he did that.
I personally think it's excessive too. And it's that personal thing. That's kind of that.
We have discretion based on the circumstances of the case to reduce fines based on the nuances of the individual case.
My only thing is that when it comes to the number wise, this is, we're in a public place. We're in a professional business where we have to protect people, and if people are put in place to be trusted. And if that's not respected, then we have to protect the law and people of Arizona. And we cannot just act like it's not a big situation. This it's too big just for me personally, as a professional. And put in many hours of work and take pride in taking care of, make sure my team is up to par, make sure that if I'm not there or anybody not there, that it's still a person come into these doors and get proper service. So with that state of mind, I feel we have to protect the law and make everybody buy by it.
I agree. I do think it is an issue. I just think that the number, I think you're still getting that, whether it's $500 or a lesser amount. So I guess then I would move that we offer a consent agreement to accept the $250 civil penalty on specifically Beyond the Clipper BBE 002117 with a 12-month probationary period with early termination.
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second for $250 civil penalty and 12-month probation down from the previous amount, 500. All those in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, all those opposed, say nay.
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 Okay, so there are no abstentions here, and so the motion fails because there's a tie.
So.
May I ask, Ms. Scott, a question? Was there any evidence that the son was working there, maybe not on the day you were there, but is he a barber that worked in the establishment?
Yeah, he had a station on the.
Okay, and did the licensee suggest to you that that was his license in the beginning, or did?
He actually did not. He just told me right away, I want to be straight up with you. If you look at my name, it's going to be my son. It's not me. And then he did state that his license was very inactive.
Okay, Ms. Chapman, can I ask you?
One second, Mr. Board Chair. I just want to make sure, my understanding is that the assistant AG provides legal advice to the board, but not necessarily to illuminate cases.
My intention in asking her question was trying to provide additional information that may help the board, because we've had two motions that have failed. So I didn't know if there were additional facts. It wasn't clear to me from reading the report how the son played into that, except that he is like, I just didn't know if he was working at the.
Ms. Chapman, that's a question. When he walks in, you said he was performing a service, correct?
Yeah.
But you said the son's license was on the other side of another station, correct?
Yes.
Which, so the station he was cutting at is, was the station he normally cuts at?
Is what I assumed.
Because that's where you're cutting. Because if he was trying to use the son's license, he would have been cutting at some station. He wouldn't have, which means, so this is my personal opinion. We see it all the time. He admitted it. He broke the rules. He knows. He's sorry. He's trying to correct it. And I commend him for that. But at the end of the day, the $500 really, I mean, that's why I was set at that, because that is like a major violation for barbering. I get that we could drop it, but honestly, in this situation, I think $500 is warranted.
I think also, I guess the fact that the other individual there had an expired license since 2018. So there wasn't a question of, you know, a flip up in licensure. That's a very long time. That's a very long time to go on license to be operating, which suggested that, you know, he didn't check when you hired him, if that makes sense. So I can be persuaded by the other board members that perhaps it's amounted.
Yeah, I think the only other thing with that is if you want to add up the fines operating without the current established, thing is, we can only max at five. So there would have been almost $1,000 in what the fines here. So to get off at five, that's why we're kind of like, $500 really is getting off light. It's not like it was just that infraction. Then we could be like, but it's multiple.
Okay. Do we have any other thoughts or any other motion? I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. I'm going to go back to what Tracy originally motioned that failed, and I'm going to Flores moves to offer a consent agreement to accept the $500 civil penalty and board costs with a 12-month probationary period with early termination.
Second, Marsh Knox.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the $500 civil penalty and a probationary period of 12 months. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, all those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, so the no abstention motion passes to assess the $500 civil penalty and a 12-month probationary period in case number INFP-089488 against Beyond the Clipper, number PBE-002117. Okay, so what happened here is that obviously there was disagreement among the board about the excessiveness or non-excessiveness of the fine, but we ultimately decided to move forward with the original fine because there are so many different issues going on here, a long time unlicensed individual, and then the expired establishment license, and then that you never had a license and were practicing. And so I think the combination of all of these suggests that there might the other things going on or could have been other things going on as well over time that we needed to address and provide disciplinary action to correct the situation there. So it would be a $500 civil penalty and a 12-month probationary period, which means I think there's further inspections. Is that right? If it come up?
Only if they ask for further inspection.
Okay. Only if we ask or if we didn't. But what is the, can you just articulate for me again what the probationary period means?
They have 12, in a sentence, they have 12 months to pay the civil penalty.
Okay, okay. So that means you have 12 months to pay that fine, Mr. McGauley. Okay. So that was the outcome of this case. You want to make sure everybody is working in the salon is licensed and is the, or the barbering establishment is licensed as a barber and that she established herself as licensed. But it's very clean from their notification violation. So whatever you're doing there is for safety.
I'd just like to add that obviously you have barbering in your blood, you've just done doing it, and I look forward to getting you like a professional in this industry. Yep.
Thanks.
I want to touch on that too, you know, I respect, you know, what you guys do up there.
Yes.
But it is really important to make sure that we stay on board, just follow the laws. But as I say, you know, right next to the roadblock, I'm getting your pick and I'm gonna keep pushing.
Well, and I look forward to it all being so tied together and in this way.
You take it as a concept. Sir.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're at case number six. Okay, so board member Knox is going to call in to join the board, but we still have quorum without. Okay. Should we just continue? Yeah, we have quorum without him, so we're fine. Okay, so INSP-090522 to cut barber studio number BBE-002661. Jose Redamosa, number BAR-006297 owner. Star six to unmute if you're on the phone. Star six to unmute. Or is anyone here?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the phone. Okay, fantastic. Should we have the inspector coming up? And then I guess, do I swear you in? Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
And your name? One more time?
Jose Redamosa.
All right, thank you. And now we're going to hear from the inspector. I'm going to call on board a line here to share the inspection report.
Thank you, Acting Chair, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On November 15th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of the Cut Barber Studio located in Palo Alto, Arizona. It resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to a gentleman working, his name is Gwen Merriweather, who is performing services at the site of inspection. His license had expired August 6th of 2017, so it's been expired for over 6 years, rendering him an unlicensed barber. And that's it.
So,
do you have any other questions?
No. Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay. So, do you, Jose, want to tell us what happened?
My understanding is, well, she did go. She did check. My understanding is, I believe Glenn is on also here. I don't know. He's not with me in person, but he is here on the call. But I believe he had moved away. He had came back. He tried to renew his license. He showed the inspector, but it was in the process or because of the whole COVID thing and the whole change. Mine was also in that situation. I was able to renew mine right away because I had to call in and pay through the phone, but it was just stuck through online. It wasn't going through. So that was honestly the only issue we had. Other than that, that's all I have, all the information I have.
So November 23, COVID created a licensing challenge?
I believe for everybody during the COVID times. Even, like I said, my license, I was trying to renew it for a while through online, and it wasn't letting me for a minute. And the person that went to, you know, I forget her name, the inspector, she saw that it was processing, but it was just stuck on processing. So, you know, I was able to call right away. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The license expired 3 years before COVID.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Glenn, if he's on the line or not, I don't know. He had moved away. I don't know the details about that. So that would have to be, he would have to tell you the details. I'm telling you, for in order to us to go back to the shop and work here, that's what was going on.
Okay, so you're the owner, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're responsible for checking the active license to the staff that you hire.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I'm telling you, that during, for me to check that, it's just a process. And I kind of understood, because mine was the same thing. Mine says process, and it's been stuck on the system. It just said processing, and it just was never going through. That was my only, you know, that's the only thing that I was saying.
Are we allowed, I'm sorry, this question is for Lakeisha. Are we able to see when an application was put in for this licensee?
Or
I guess there never was one. It remains expired, right?
It could be have applied and maybe is incomplete.
Yeah.
The license is done.
Okay.
He would need to retest. You can't just renew it.
Okay.
And it's, I think, more of it, correct me if I'm wrong, Helen, more about having an unlicensed person as opposed, we're not talking about the actual unlicensed person right now. Right. We're talking about him hire.
Yeah, correct.
Or like having
member barber. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it was the owner allowing an unlicensed barber in the establishment. And the case is also referenced to the unlicensed barber.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Employing Meriwether. Yep.
Got it. Okay. So so even if the individual licensee was having a hard time getting his license, even if we accept that at face value, as the owner of the establishment, it is your duty to check the license status of folks that you hire.
No, yes.
So that's a question before us. It's not necessarily if the process was difficult or not for Glenn and Meriwether.
No, I understand that part, but what I'm saying is from even personal experience, because I was going through the same thing he was, like, you know, I was trying to go ahead and update my license myself, but it said process, and I kept doing it over and over again. It doesn't mean I'm gonna stop working just because it says process. And it was, they had informed me that it was because cosmetology and barber were, you know, getting together and the system was new, and then COVID and all of this, and it wasn't processing it correctly. That's the only information I was getting back from the people I was asking.
Jose,
yes,
no matter
ma'am.
What, you can't have unlicensed people working in your establishment, and you can't work without an active license.
Okay, even though it was on your guys' behalf or part that my license or the license is weren't getting updated, and
you hired an unlicensed individual.
Okay.
I'm working here.
Is so they licensed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so board members, do you have any more questions or any questions for the licensee or the owner here of the establishment, or any motions that you'd want to make?
I'd like to move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusion of law.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, so motion passes. So we've accepted that disinspection report repeatedly. Oh, we got the phone. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's
Friday.
Leave
me alone.
Where did you go? It was on the phone. Okay. In any case, finding the fact and conclusions of law. Any motion on disciplinary action from the board?
I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter: the assessed $500 civil penalty with a 12-month probationary period.
Okay, so we have a motion to $500 civil penalty and 12-month probation. Any second?
Ben, second.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? All right, motion passes. So Mr. I'm sorry, I keep losing my place here, Redamosa. So we decided to move forward with a civil penalty in the amount of $500 and a 12-month probationary period. And so as the owner of a salon, you're not, you cannot hire unlicensed individuals to work on customers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you receive, I believe you received this paperwork by mail from the board staff. There's a 12-month probationary period, meaning that you have 12 months to pay the civil penalty. Okay, thank you so much for coming before the board.
Marshall on.
That's what I was just gonna say. Marshall, are you on my phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so just reflected for anyone on the phone that board member Glover has is exiting the meeting briefly, but we still have forums that can move forward. All right, case number 7, INFP-90566, Arizona Men's Grooming, number BBE002246, Arizona Men's Grooming LLC owner, Dan Isakov, number BAR-004614 manager, and do we have an LLC adaptation?
So Chief is here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, can you repeat yourself? What was the name?
Dan Isakov, Arizona Men's Grooming. Can you hear me?
Okay, Dan, can you please put up your right hand wherever you are, and do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and please repeat your name.
Dan Isakov.
Thank you. And then Inspector Lisa Chavez, could you please share with us the, oh, we do not.
We, Madam Acting Chair, Mr. Isakov, we do not have a signed LLC representation attestation on file for you, so I'm going to read you a couple of questions and we'll do it verbally, okay? Okay, are you an officer, partner, member, or manager of this LLC?
Yes.
Has that LLC specifically authorized you to represent it in this particular proceeding?
Yes.
And this representation is not your primary role?
Meaning, I'm sorry.
So did, representing your the LLC before this board is not your primary role with the LLC?
I'm pretty much the owner, yes.
You are not receiving separate or additional compensation for this today?
No.
Okay, so that means that we are able to discuss the case with you now that you've attested to that. Okay, so Inspector Chavez, please tell us what happened here in the case.
Good morning, Acting Chair Flores and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On November 8, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Arizona Men's Grooming located in Phoenix, Arizona, and I spoke with licensee Ariel Salimana. I informed him I was there to inspect the barber shop. During the inspection, I identified the following licensing violation. Ariel Salimana, barber's license expired on September 30th, 2023. I verified the license on the board's database. I found no sanitation issue. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated him before leaving. As of April 15, 2024, Ariel Salimana has not renewed his barber license. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address
them. Ariel has, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to go ahead and ask you to share with us what happened from your perspective.
Ariel has been trying to email, he actually emailed a couple of times to Isabella, I believe. And they've been back and forth trying to get his license correct. I mean, it's just a website issue. He's having problems to pay for the license. And that's pretty much it. I mean, we've been trying, and I had the same issue where my license, I try to get same thing done, just try to renew it. And it took me really quite a while to get it done. So we have Isabella Lugwanski, I think. She's been emailing him back and forth trying to get it done. That's we're just trying with the website thing.
Madam Chair, or Madam Acting Chair, yes, he is correct in saying he has been communicating with us. Those communications did not begin until April 9th.
Got it.
Yeah, we called February 20th. We spent like an hour and a half and they said they're going to email us and we haven't heard from them. So that's why it took a little bit longer till April to like, hey, where's your license?
Well, so this inspection occurred in November of 2023. So that's, yeah, you know, so it seems like there was a significant delay or sort of lack of urgency in renewal. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, this is Member Flores. Any questions from the board to the licensee or investigator?
Nope. Go ahead.
I guess not. So there is, it is in process of some sort?
As of this very moment, no. There's no payment. We've provided him with instructions on how to log in. He created a duplicate account. We've merged those accounts. But he still has not logged in and made the payment or provided the necessary documentation for, he's not provided the necessary documentation to renew at this time.
So the question before us, though, is similar to before, is that the owner hiring or having an unlicensed person working in their salon, is this individual still working? I'm sorry. Mr. Isakov is the individual. Oh. Is he working in your salon?
No, not right now.
Is he working in your salon at any time this year?
He did for until a couple months. What is that? A month and a half ago or so. But I did call him to come out to talk about this issue. He's here with me.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for any other questions or motions to make?
This is against the owner, correct?
Yes.
And he's not working now?
The owner said no.
Yeah.
So I guess my question for the owner here, so, you know, I can understand, you know, 2 months, you may have forgotten, you know, okay, but then to not get it done right away, I'm just looking at, you know, and now if he doesn't seem to be following through and getting it done.
He sends me a screenshot from the website that he gets stuck on this one page that doesn't let him do anything. I have it here. Doesn't say much. Just says welcome to Arizona boarding thing, and it doesn't seem like there's anything to click on to renew.
Mr. Isakov, I appreciate that. I want to interrupt you just because we can't work through the process of personal life insurer during this board case right now. So please continue to work with staff on that. But I think the question before us. Because this is a case open against the barber establishment and your license is the fact that you have an unlicensed person working in your salon. So even if the individual licensee is having challenges with renewal, they can't be working in your salon while they're going through that process. And I think this board has shown a lot of discretion and nuance for situations where there might be short expiration date, but I think the fact that is now April and the conversation didn't begin until this month with the board members call into question the urgency or seriousness of having unlicensed individuals in your establishment or your sort of lack of urgency, I suppose, is I think what some of our questions were getting at. I could be wrong if anyone has any thoughts here. Inspector Chavez.
Just to add, Mr. Suleimanov is in an active licensee, but not unlike, just to correct that record.
I'm sorry, tell me
again. The licensee that has a delinquent and active license, he is a licensee, he's not an unlicensed partner.
Got it, okay, yeah. You're right, I'm mute.
Yeah.
You can make correct language. Mm-hmm. I was the last. No, I appreciate that.
I just have a quick question. I came back in during the attestation. Am I allowed to participate in this? I heard everything that was given by the investigator and the person who keeps this again.
Yeah, if you believe you've heard, you know, enough of the deliberation, which we haven't answered.
Yeah, and we should have the record reflected. Board Member Guzman Glover returns and acting chair was not great and did not acknowledge that at the time.
Can I stipulate? Sounds like if he continues not to work and not be licensed, if he's not working, I don't necessarily see. All right.
So the question is it the owner, not the license? The owner had an expired license, or had a staff member with an expired license.
He had a staff member with an expired license, but but Ariel is not working there anymore.
Right.
I guess I make a motion to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Flora seconds that. So we have a motion and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? All right, the motion passes unanimously. We have adopted the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Quick question, is there any history?
No history.
Thank you.
So no history. Any disciplinary action motion?
I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter, and I would say a disciplinary letter. And 12 months probation and a check-in, in like a 6-month check-in or the private.
Any second to that motion?
So a disciplinary letter, 12-month probation with a 6-month check-in?
Or like a surprise charge.
The one inspection within, yeah. Is right, is that how that works? Okay.
Guzman Glover will second.
Okay, so we have a motion for a disciplinary letter of concern with a 12-month probationary period with one free inspection. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Okay, motion passes unanimously. Mr. Isaac Hall, we did not pass any fine, but there is a disciplinary letter of concern that will go as the resolution of this case with a 12-month probationary period and a reinspection within that year.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope.
Brandon, this is Mr. Knox. This when he goes and tries to log in, just let him know one of the errors he might be having is try to use Google to log in.
Google, okay.
Okay, so they thank you so much, and I hope you have a great weekend. All right, we're moving on to case.
Can you hear me? Oh, thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Okay, moving on to case number 90028, Alex the Barbershop, number BDE 002373, Alex Anderson, number BAR 00564, owner.
Hi.
Star 6 on mute.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Alex Anderson?
Yes.
Hello? Is Alex Anderson on the line?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, are you the owner of Alex Barbershop?
I am the owner of Alex Barbershop.
Okay, so I have to do the oath. You can hold up your right hand and do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
And just repeat your name?
Pardon?
Just repeat your name?
Oh, Alex Anderson.
Okay, and so we have our inspector here to share the inspection report. Okay, go for that.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I heard from October 19, 2023, of Alex's Barbershop and spoke to the owner, Alex Anderson. During the inspection, identified the following violation. Unlicensed operator Chris Espinosa working on a customer without a barber license. Found no sanitation issues. I verified that Chris Espinosa on the or database and determine that we've no barber license and provide the license fee with the inspection report, educating them before leaving. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Thank you so much, Kathy. So we have a situation here with, just to clarify for myself, and someone operating as a barber who's never had a barber license. Okay. And so, Mr. Anderson, can you please share what happened here?
I muted him, so you might have to tell that to you.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, please press star six to unmute. Again, it was very noisy, so our staff had muted you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're good. So Mr. Espinoza completed all of his hours at his school, and it came to me wanting to be an apprentice to shadow. But I was under the impression I was able to because due to the fact he completed his hours. And so I wanted to give him the chance to do so.
When did the
especially on the barber side?
Yeah. So I guess I'm confused because we haven't really communicated before, but there seems to be an agenda filled with them today.
I think that's a testament to the work being done by the compliance team and getting out there where there was many years for many reasons that consistent inspections were not occurring.
Okay. Mr. Anderson, you thought you had a
friend here. I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time to hear you. May you please repeat that again?
So you're testifying to the board that Mr. Espinoza was an apprentice?
Yes, I was under the impression he completed all his hours. He came to me as an apprentice, so I took him under my wing until then.
Any questions for inspector or
Mr. Anderson, this is board member McFadden speaking. Yeah, everyone through the DES program to get approved for the project.
Yeah, again, I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. You keep cutting off. May you please repeat that again, sir?
Yeah, McFadden speaking. I was curious to know if you had went through the DES system to get approved for your apprentice program.
Yes.
Did you go through the DES?
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't.
All right.
What did you do?
Were you under the impression that somebody is licensed before they've taken board?
May I repeat that again?
What is your understanding of who the hours have been completed?
Yes.
But you did know he was unlicensed?
Yes, I didn't know he was not licensed, but he was ready to take this test, but he wasn't ready. He personally didn't feel ready to go get his license, so he wanted some help as a barber, from barber to barber. So that's why I took him under my wing to help him out.
Was he taking paying clients?
No.
Did you see Mr. Espinoza performing services? Okay. So, Mr. Anderson, the inspector saw Mr. Espinoza performing services on a client. So I guess how does that fit with your statement that he doesn't work on clients or did not work on clients?
Well, that was not his client that day. I have it on camera too. That was not a client. That was just someone he was just practicing on. There was no money involved.
I think that from my perspective, it's feeling a little bit difficult for me.
I'm ready to make a motion. I move that we adopt finding the back conclusion as well.
Okay, so we have a motion to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that's everyone. So I'm not going to do opposed and the other. So motion passed unanimously to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law. Any other motion on disciplinary action from the board?
board. I move that we move following discipline as our order in this matter. The assess the $500 penalty and board costs for the 12-month probationary period.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second for that motion?
Sorry, I'm getting it's cutting out real bad over here. Can you repeat the motion?
Yeah, can you repeat that as well? It's cutting really bad over here.
It sounds like somebody's unmuted on the call.
There's a lot of noise whenever we unmute you, so I don't know if you're in a windy environment. It sounds like it's like wind around you, if I had to guess. Okay, we've muted Mr. Anderson. So the motion was for to assess a $500 civil penalty with a 12-month probationary period. And so we're asking for a second on that motion.
It's the recommended.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, so we have an active motion, a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion for a $500 civil penalty and 12-month probationary period, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, all those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Okay, so we have a tie, so the motion fails. So we're going to continue our discussion. I agree that this is a problem. I agree that there should be a disciplinary penalty, monetary disciplinary penalty. But for consistency sake and the way we treated other cases with this circumstance, even today, I guess the last situation felt rang more true with the nuances of the case. We went with a disciplinary letter of concern. In this case, I get the sense that there was more there, and so I think a fine would be appropriate, but perhaps not $500. That's my take on the matters.
I will. Can I make another motion?
Yep.
I move that we uphold the following disciplinary order in this matter. I move to offer a compensatory agreement for $250, civil penalty, and 12-month probation.
Okay, do we have a second for a motion?
I'm glad for a second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for a $250 civil penalty and 12-month probationary period. Any discussion or I'm just going to think about it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's actually unanimous. So we are moving forward with a $250 civil penalty and 12-month probationary period. Mr. Anderson, did you have any final question on that?
No, ma'am. Sorry. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for coming for us. Have a good day.
Before I unmute myself, I had a quick question. Just give me a quick second. I have it in my notes somewhere.
Okay, if it has anything to do with the process for licensure, that would be appropriate for staff.
I found my note real quick. Are you guys gonna send me it on paper?
Yeah, everything comes via mail.
Okay, and when should I be expecting it?
How long does that take to arrive?
When should I be?
7 to 10 business days.
About 10
business days is when it gets mailed out.
Well, I'm roughly looking at it by the end of the month, I should be paying.
You'll receive the paperwork and timeline for payment in the mail. You have a 12-month probationary period, so 12 months to pay when it's received.
Okay, so I have 12 months to pay it then?
If you have follow-up questions, you can follow up with staff. I think you might have the contact information already. So if you have any follow-up questions, once you receive the paperwork, direct to the staff.
Okay, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, moving on to case number 89474. Chappie Cuts LLC BBE 001730 Chappie Cuts LLC owner Jose Fernando number VAR 010412 member. If you are on the phone, star 6 to unmute. Okay, so it doesn't sound like anyone's here. One more time, Chappie Cuts LLC case number 89474.